Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about acceptable racism. Well, let's go! Hope you friends are doing well and kicking ass. I would have put this video out earlier, but then I got sidetracked thinking of ways to torture people. Yeah. Gee, I wonder why I might think about torturing people. Yeah, these fucking dark, crazy rabbit holes that I go into. But anyways, we're not talking about that. We're talking about some people could be racist and it's okay, but other people try to be racist and it's a no-no. Double standards much? But who cares, right? Let's continue. Yeah, look at this dude. He wanted some pussy, and he got it from this fucking black bitch. Yeah, these fucking black people do some crazy shit. Well, you could say you also I'm talking shit about women, too, because she is a bitch. So, I don't know. Let's find out which one's worse, being black or being a woman. Ooh, yeah. Acceptable racism, I guess. Well, anyways, let's play the clip. Yes, look at this fucking bitch. She could use the word nigga, but people say, well, some people say that when you say the A word with it, it's being playful. But no, I use the hard R, nigger. Yes, it's okay for them to say this shit, but look how they're fucking acting. I'm sorry, if you're a black person and you're smart, I'm sorry, this is not for you. I'm not talking shit because you're decent. I'm talking about the ones that are black and are fucking stupid. Those are the niggers, and those are the people you need to get rid of. Just saying. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. And are you entertained? Are you? I don't know. I'm just retarded, but let's continue.
Stop playing with me, bitch. Stop playing with me. Stop fucking playing with me.
Done now.
Stop playing with me.
We done now.
This fucker says that he's done, but I don't know. This dude might be thirsty, and when this crazy pussy, goddamn, it is fun, but remember, it is crazy, and you get this shit, so enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Alright.
Oh, looky here, she has a criminal record. I'm not saying that if you do some things that you're necessarily a bad person, but, you know, the past does indicate the future or something like that. But, let's look at her little resume, I guess you could call it, right? Yeah, look at this fucking chick. She's a fucking basket case. Look how much her fucking bail is. I wouldn't fucking give a penny to bail this bitch out. Fuck her. Yeah, and look how small and tiny she is. She's only 5'1", she weighs 115 pounds, and this guy couldn't fucking fend her off? Yeah, you could just punch her in the fucking face and you wouldn't got your head fucking slashed. But because you're a fucking weak fucking little bitch, you let her. So, let's continue. You give an inch, and they take a mile. Just saying.
Dashback.
Stop playing with me like that,
man. I'm just sitting here, girl.
Stop playing with me.
Well, guess what? This guy's a fucking retard. If you look at her fucking leg, you see an ankle monitor. So this bitch has a criminal record. So she doesn't give a fuck. She cut you because she doesn't give a shit. And you're a thirsty little fuck. So no, we don't do this. Don't be thirst. Don't be a thirsty little fuck. Yes, friends, you control your thirst because if you don't, you let these creatures into your fucking life, into your home, and you gotta deal with this shit. So enjoy, you old bastard. Let's continue.
I'm sitting here, calm as hell.
Yes, this chick is stupid and emotional. Not a good combination. And plus, she's black, so... Yes, I guess he found out the hard way why we don't do this shit. Well, you wanted to play with a jigaboo, so you got your prize, asshole. Now, let's continue.
I was in bed.
He ain't got no sugar. He wanted to look for the young bitches with the sugar, though.
What do you mean, sugar? Are you talking about the cocaine? Or are you talking about money? That this guy lied to you, and he said that he has all these cash and prizes for you, and then you find out the guy has nothing?
How am I wearing?
Well, I'm assuming this is his house. What do you have? An ankle monitor. So what the fuck? And besides, women lie all the fucking time. They have these push-up bras, all these fucking extenders, they wear makeup and perfume and all this shit. So they lie to you all the fucking time. But then you say one little lie, and oh no, it's the end of the world. But they lie all the fucking time. fucking time, and it's all, tee-hee, I'm just a woman. No, bitch, you're not only a woman, but a nigger. So don't do this, friends. Don't be fucking these dumb bitches, especially the ones that are fucking minorities, because then you deal with fucking fucked up things. Just saying, but let's continue.
You want a trick, and then you get mad when you spend that bread, and nobody want to give up no noonie, though.
What the fuck? That is so much fucking bullshit. I remember this happened to, well, not to me, but to my friend, who happens to be a white boy too. His nickname was Chook. Yeah, because the reason we call him Chook is because one time he went to at his house and he drank a shitload and he fucking puked his guts all around. So that's what he said, he chooked his guts out. So that's how he got the name Chook. But anyways, what he did, that he actually picked up a fucking homeless chick. She was a young chick. She was all right. She was probably like a 7, I guess. But yeah, she was living in his house for, I think, like about a month or two. And she had like dogs and cats and all this shit. And I tell him, bro, why do you have this fucking bitch here? And she was talking to other dudes, and she was like, dude, man, this chick is fucking using you. He's like, why is this bitch living in your house and eating your food and all that, and she's not fucking you? He's like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, he was like hanging on to her until he finally kicked her out. Yeah. Then we got rid of her fucking pets and shit. Yeah, it's so fucking stupid. I don't even know what happened to that bitch. I think she moved in with some other dude, and he never heard of her since. Yeah, so, yeah, friends, don't ever fucking bring these stupid women to your house. I don't care the fucking color of her skin. All women are fucking retarded. But what can I say? What can we say? The thirst is real. So let's continue.
You ran through.
He talking about I ran through, nigga. Your dick ran through. Your dick bulky. My pussy.
Well, you know, if your pussy is fucking loose, you get that shit fucking tightened up again. It's called a vaginoplasty, so there you go, lady. And also, this guy, if he wants to get a bigger dick, you can get fucking extensions for your dick. They do make implants for your cock, so there you go. Enjoy. Well, she is 5'1", and she does weigh 15 pounds? So yeah, she's a tiny bitch. Yeah, usually black women are big, giant fucking hogs, and they have this big, giant horse pussy. So I guess this guy's fucking small dick would be a big-ass cock, so enjoy.
You actually do yours.
See, he mad as fuck.
I'm calm as hell.
Yes, these people are fucking freaks. This guy is calm as hell, and she's the one acting all stupid and belligerent. So no, you don't put up with this shit. Yeah, just unfortunately, minorities have more, the males have more estrogen and the females have more testosterone. Yeah, that's the suck thing about that shit, but eh, it is what it is. Let's continue.
Calm as hell. Baby, calm down.
Dude, you're fucking stupid. You're telling this bitch to calm down, but she is a nigger and she's acting retarded. Yes, that's why I don't put up with this shit. I don't put up this shit from nobody, especially women or fucking minorities. I deal with cocksuckers all the time. That's why I have my own little utility belt of gadgets. Yeah, I would just bust out some fucking duct tape and I would have mummified her ass and just fucking picked her up and threw her out in the trash. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, as the young kids say. But what do I know? Apparently I'm fucking retarded. And this guy, with his ancient fucking wisdom, he didn't have enough fucking brain power to realize this bitch is gonzo. So you throw him away. So let's continue.
Calm down.
Stop playing.
Calm down.
Talking about some calm down type shit. He's taking me to his ears, though.
I'm sitting here.
Yeah, it's probably in this fucking nigger's fucking diseased mind. She's thinking because that guy's telling her to calm down that he is being racist towards her. Yeah, you can't tell these people shit without them fucking chimping out and saying racism this, racism that. Jesus hit me with a wiffle bat. Whatever, fuck these jigaboos, but let's continue. Friends, let me tell you this from experience. Crazy pussy is fucking fun. It is so delicious and sweet. But the problem is when you're not fucking that crazy pussy, it's still crazy, and they're gonna do crazy shit. And that's what this fucking crazy nigger bitch is doing. She's fucking having a meltdown, and this guy is gonna be dealing with some bullshit. So, yes, friends, you don't let these people inside your house, because when you try to get rid of them, hooey, More fun than on a bun. So let's continue, friend.
Say that shit one more motherfucking time,
please.
Well, she's digging in that fucking drawer. It is a desk. What's in there? We see his head is bleeding, so, maybe this is where she gets something and, whoop, takes a little bit off the top, right? Well, let's find out. Yeah, look at this fucking bitch. For a fucking nigger, her ass is fucking pathetic. Don't they supposed to have like a big fat ass you want to fucking squeeze and fuck? Yeah, this nigger has no fucking redeeming qualities. Just saying.
Sit it down.
Uh-oh, it looks like you're gonna have a visit with Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, you're bald, you have no hair, so why are they gonna fucking do, scalp you? You wanted to fuck this fucking nigger bitch? Now enjoy your prize, buddy. Bye.
Put the scissors down. Wait.
What a stupid, thirsty-ass motherfucker. He got what he deserved. Yes, he thought because he was getting this woman he was taking out of the streets that he's gonna turn a fucking turd into a diamond. No, you just wanted to get laid, and this is what your fucking thirsty-ass fucking got. No, you don't do this shit. Women, because they're women, they think they don't do nothing. But no, women are dangerous. Just because they have a smaller frame doesn't mean they won't fuck your life up. I know from personal experience. So yeah, don't do it, friends. Women are fucking evil, especially the fucking darkies. So you get what you deserve, and that's what this guy got. So enjoy. It's funny that black people could be racist against white people and nobody does fucking shit. But yeah, you call a fucking nigger, and they have a fucking meltdown. I say fuck these people. I don't give a shit. It's just a word. But these guys are fucking stupid. But no, people give these fucking assholes all these cash and prizes. Yeah, don't give yourself fucking a ticket to extinction. Protect yourself, because if you don't, they're gonna fuck you over. And guess what, friends? We're gonna be entering the age of fucked up things. So you better act accordingly. Well, it's just food to think about. Food for thought, I guess. Well, you guys take care of yourself, and I gotta do my shit, because if I don't make my life better, no one else will. Well, goodbye.
Let her go! 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 Let her I'm surprised she didn't go to jail for trying to shove herself in there.
I wanted to! I
you don't want to go to jail.